From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. FBI Director Christopher Wray is defending his agency. That's because the Justice Department's watchdog on Thursday criticized former FBI Director James Comey for his handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. But as Sagar Meghani of AP reports, the Inspector General's report did not find evidence that Comey was motivated by political bias.
The watchdog says there's no evidence conclusions by Comey or department prosecutors were tinged by politics or a preference for either Clinton or Donald Trump, meaning there are no conclusions to back Republicans and Democrats who want to claim the report vindicates them. Both have complained about Comey's actions during the race. The watchdog says the then director's actions were insubordinate and extraordinary.
New York State sued Thursday to dissolve President Donald Trump's Family Charitable Foundation, claiming that he and his children had engaged in persistent illegal conduct for more than a decade to benefit his personal, business, and political interests. We get more from AP's Warren Levinson.
New York's acting attorney general charged the Donald J. Trump Foundation, organized as a charity, acted as a pass-through for Trump's legal bills and private purchases, and come 2016 for presidential campaign spending. The suit seeks the dissolution of the foundation and the return of more than $2.8 million, plus additional penalties. It also demands that Trump be barred for at least 10 years from serving on the board of any New York nonprofit, as well as one-year bans on his children, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, who are on the Trump Foundation board. The president dismissed the suit in a tweet, calling it ridiculous. Warren Levinson, New York.
For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.